He was talking to me about exactly what I was just walking through, being instant. Being instant. Being instant is not being hyper, but it is a response. So turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to start with verse 50. It says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Being instant. We're living in a day of a lot of instants, a lot of things that are just suddenly happening, and we need to be ready for them. And I'm so grateful for the Holy Spirit because He does always prepare us. I see how He prepared even that long conversation that I had with my neighbor. I see that He prepared me to be ready. To be instant to respond. You know, a lot of times we, as believers, may want things to be convenient. But we live in a fallen world, and so a lot of things are not convenient. But the good news is if we are instant and able to pick up that instant move of the Holy Spirit, He will pour out everything that we need. And I remember there was one moment last night that to me was very pivotal for the child that was here with me. And that was when they brought the mother out. And she hadn't seen her. They actually really didn't want her to see her, if that was okay with her, just because it probably maybe have been not a good thing, but I can understand the turmoil, and I really had to listen on the inside, because really, when you're a Christian going into these things versus the people that are hired to go into these things, you really sometimes have to override what may be a natural rule. And so I was listening, do I need to override this, or do I need to go with it? And I realized that there was something that the Holy Spirit needed me and my fellow brother, the chaplain showed up, to affirm with this child. Because I know I worked with her when she was young and gave her a Bible, or she brought her Bible over here and we would talk about those things, but hadn't really been around her. So sometimes you don't know, where are these kids in their lives spiritually? And honestly, I really believe the Holy Spirit is wanting to visit our children's generation more than we realize it. And so they need models. I know we use the word mentor, but when I say a model, they need to see people that live this life in these situations. So the car is about to take the mother away, and she's like, shouldn't we pray over her? And so the chaplain and myself both looked at each other and realized she needed to face something, and that was, in that instant of a moment, she was changed. She's not there anymore. We will honor her body, and they will go and do those things that your family wants, but she's gone. And though we were all social distancing from the side, the Holy Spirit said, just put your arm around her. And I was grateful because nobody else was going to do that. I knew that. So, you know, I came home and had to wash myself, make sure everything was okay. But I knew the Holy Spirit granted me the authority to do that. And I'm grateful for those answers that the Holy Spirit gives us in these moments of time. And sometimes you don't realize that when you're in these moments, you have bystanders that are watching. And I'm sure those that were around saw a different scenario than most people see in situations like this. And one thing that I don't think we should ever take lightly as Christians is the presence of the peace of God that we carry within us wherever we go, and that we need to carry. Turn in your Bibles. Well, actually, we already read it in the twinkling of an eye. But we've been talking about through prophetic ministries, about the different roles of the Trinity, and our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are so important. And when I think about working with humanity, it's so important when you have opportunities, whether it's your children, whether it's a neighbor, whosoever the Lord will use, is to help people to understand the Trinity. Now, one thing that somebody said to me last night is they valued the Holy Spirit more than any of the Trinity. And I was like, I value all of them. But the Holy Spirit is definitely the one that's right there leading and guiding. But I started to think about this in regards to this family. Well, first of all, the Father. And the role that the Father plays, he reminds us of his strength. Isn't that a lot of times what the Father shows within a family, of strength? Now, we needed to see that. We needed to see, because the father of this family was one of our United States highly used vets. He served our country. And so I knew he was strong because he raised his special needs son on his own for years after his daughters were gone. And so that father role, men, I want you to have good looks at yourselves in the mirror and realize the role that you represent from God the Father. Just, I always say, just your presence in a situation, whether you say anything or not, just your presence is so powerful in this day that we need to remember that God chose to put each one of us in the bodysuit that he did. It's not about being a man or a woman as much as he knew how he wanted to use you and what type of bodysuit you would be in, whether it's color, whatever it is. He knew every detail. And the more we understand that, the more he can use us the way he really, really wants to use us. I used to say to John, just his presence around our kids, especially in the middle school years, just his presence was important. Then I was thinking about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. What does he remind us? Well, he shows us that we can be developed from childhood. Do you realize he had to be developed? He was all God, but he still had to be developed. And so he needed parents. He needed somebody over him. And he never dishonored his parents. He might have disobeyed them that one time when he said he had to be about the Father's business. That sometimes can be disturbing for a parent when their children leave the nest, right? Because they may know it's time, whether the parent may be fully ready to receive that. And so I really treasure the role that Jesus has played as an example for us and how successful he was in that role, because he had to fully yield. It wasn't, nothing's automatic. It was total decisions that he made. And it's the same with us in the roles that we play in this time in history, is how can God use us? How will we let him use us? And I know Miriam has said this before, and I so agree with it, when the Holy Spirit said to her, will you let me use you the way I want to use you, and not the way that you think you should be used? Because honestly, I didn't realize I was going to be used the way I'm being used. Sometimes we don't realize that God had put these things within us, and if we develop them, and I really believe for each one of you, I encourage you to seek the Lord, to ask him, what in me that you have placed, Lord, do you still need to develop? Because we should have an awareness, because prayer is about being aware of what God is wanting to pray about something or do about something that will entail prayer. So have that conversation with the Lord. What is the way you want to use me in this day? And then offer yourself up that he can use you whenever he wants to use you, however he wants to use you. If you don't put limitations on God, then you will see the fullness of what he has called and ordained for you to do. But if you put limitations on him, that he can only use you in this scenario, but not this scenario, he can use you with this person, but not this person, and sometimes it's not even a conscious awareness. Sometimes it's unconscious, that we never thought we could be used in certain areas. And I just encourage you to yield over to the Holy Spirit and ask him to help you to have more of an awareness of the way God wants to use you in this day. Hebrews 11:1, our famous passage. Now faith. We're living in a day, we got to have now faith. Now faith, sometimes you don't even realize that the faith that you have developed on the inside of you is going to be used at a particular moment that you hadn't really thought about. If you just took some time to look at your life, and saw, maybe go back and track a little bit of your own history of the way God has used you, it will give you a greater awareness of, maybe there's something more in me than I realized. This is how you really get to know the call of God on your life, is in those beginning years where you're following the lead of the Holy Spirit. And it kind of reminds me of, you've ever done those puzzles where you connect the dots? You don't know what the picture is, but you just start connecting the one to the two to the three, and suddenly you see a picture. And so this is what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do for each one of us in a greater measure in this day, is to start connecting some of these dots in the way he's used us. Because when you start dialoguing with him, the Holy Spirit of God, in the way that he's used you, then sometimes you need to ask him, excuse me, are my little pop-ups? Come on, close. Hold on. Okay. Excuse me while my little machine does something. But when we start to connect the dots, and I challenge each one of you to take a piece of paper sometime today and just start making little notes. Let the Holy Spirit take you back in history and show you some places where there's been maybe surprise moments. Maybe they were moments you just knew in the way he's used you. And start writing down some of these things, because I believe the Holy Spirit will use it to help give you a greater picture of the way he wants to use you more so in this day. When I think in closing about in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that passage always grabs my heart. It always grabs me to be ready. You know, I know Rich is always, you know, Mr. First Responder, be ready. And we should always want to be ready for whatever. That doesn't mean we're saying all these bad things are going to happen. We should be ready for all the good things, because I really believe what was meant for evil yesterday turned into something very beautiful. And to see the presence of God come into a situation that could have been so much more traumatic. And in fact, when I was talking to one of the siblings that's out of town, I believe she's a doctor or a psychologist, she said, oh my gosh, you're so the one to be there right now. You're the one to talk to my sister. You're the one to help. I don't really even know this person, but they discerned by the calmness that was going on in the situation that I was the one. You know, a lot of times, my friends, when you go into situations and things just start settling down, just like I know Rich knows his authority when he would walk in, it wasn't about wearing the uniform, Rich, was it? It was the presence that you carried with that uniform that could change the whole atmosphere. In other words, just looking at you with telling people order is coming into this situation. And this is why we want to pray for our first responders always. And we want to make sure we pray for those that are recovering and all of the first responders today. We should always care about them, because we also had the fire department here. So we had all of them. Why? Because they get called on those things too. When I look at the story in Isaiah, and he said, here I am, Lord, send me. May that be one of your daily prayers. Now, here I am, send me, doesn't mean you're going to leave your house every day. But it may send you into a situation audibly, visual, but it may send you out someplace. I really believe that many of you live a lot like this, but I believe everyone needs to come up higher in greater awareness of the Holy Spirit's leading, and not check in and check out. We should have an awareness all the time that we are in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the more you check in and check out, like you look at this as a real spiritual time, but then you get off and you go off and do something else, and you don't maybe sense the presence of God, it's because you've checked out. So I encourage you to stay in the presence of God. You'll see Him use you more in marvelous ways, and also you'll be better prepared. You want to be prepared, like, you know, our famous bro motto is, be prepared. It's not just physically, it's spiritually first. And the spiritual man, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, will tell your natural man what you need. When I think of last night, what I needed was my presence with the Holy Spirit to go into that situation. Even though I was wearing my wiener dog pajamas with my little jacket on, I looked down and I realized, yep, the chaplain friend of mine, I said, yep, those are my doxy pajamas, but at least I'm here. So we don't know what may be ahead for us, but I do know that whatever is ahead for us, whatever is ahead for us in Christ, it will be rewarding. I want you to think about that. No matter what's going on in the world, if you stay in Christ, that means inspired by Him and in His footsteps following Him, your life will become more and more rewarding. And that's how, you know, in a normal night, if I would have lost this kind of sleep, I probably wouldn't have felt as exhilarated as I do, but I'm still flowing with the Holy Spirit because I know He still has need of me. He needed me this morning to do this prayer meeting, but He needs us always. So He will always prepare us. He'll always equip us, and He'll always refresh us. Praise God. Amen. Okay.